Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Truly, God has truly been good to us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm just grateful to be here on today. I'm so grateful. Let's give a hand clap for our pastor and the shepherd of this house, Pastor Pickens. Amen.
Thank you.
His lovely First Lady. Amen. All of these wonderful ministers and all of you, my father's children, God bless you. And I'm just so elated that Pastor allowed me to stand on this bona fide, sanctified, and dignified pulpit. Amen. I'm so honored to sit up under a pastor such as him. And as you can see, you know, I've been preaching for quite a long time now. I know I don't look like that, you know, but I've been preaching for quite a long time, and every time I get up, I'm just nervous, just period. Now, I will say this. Every time I preach, I do get a little emotional because it was my grandparents that got me prayed up and pointed me in the direction of the Lord. So my grandmother's still alive. My grandfather passed on. But every time I preach, I just think about that. My grandma was sitting somewhere in the audience, and I'm just so grateful. So if I just happen to get emotional, I know I got all this power behind me that'll take this mic and just run right along with it. And I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. If you would just allow me just for a second, because if my grandmother was with me, she would stand up and just say, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. This your turn and say, when things get tough, just keep on fighting. Just keep on fighting. Just keep on fighting for the Just keep on fighting. Just keep on fighting. Just keep on fighting for the Lord. Then when I was ready to give up, Pastor, she said, just trust in Jesus. Just trust in Jesus. Just trust in Jesus every day. Just trust in Jesus. Just trust in Jesus. Just trust in Jesus every day. The Gospel according to St. John, John chapter number 5, beginning at verse number 4. What, before we do that, look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. Look at the person across the other way and say, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. And I am a lover of the word of God. Amen. Amen. Real quick, just hold your power up in the air. If you brought your Bibles, just hold it up and just shake it. Let the devil know you came here. You didn't come here empty handed. Amen. Because everything is going down but the word of our God. Amen. Amen. All right. St. John chapter number 5, beginning at verse number 4. John chapter 5, beginning at verse number 4, just a few verses of reading and your hearing on today. And I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. St. John chapter 5, beginning at verse 4. When you have it, say amen. If you don't say, hold on, Haddock, God bless you. St. John 5:4, and the Bible gives us this intelligence. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in and was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, will thy be made whole? The important man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the day, the same day was the Sabbath. Amen. I just want to look at that verse number 6. Well, Jesus spoke to the man and said, will thy be made whole? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Will thy be made whole? Amen. God bless you. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be up here long. I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. But we are in a time now to where we need some people to be made whole. There is so much going on in today's society. There's so much going on in the world today that we can honestly say there are a lot of broken things and broken people that is walking this world. And I dare to say that even some of us sitting in the congregation today are broken in so many different areas. And I want us to understand that even though you are broken, you can make it on the broken pieces. I know that everybody has been through some troubling things in your life, and I want you to understand that your past does not dictate your future, but it can make a way to a prosperous future. I don't care what's going on and what you have done in your life. You do not allow anything or anybody to hold your past against you. The Bible tells us and lets us know that he holds our future. Our future is in his hand. He knew what we were going to do before we was even formed, shaped, and developed. So with that means I have to put all of my trust in God. But I want you to understand, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that trusting God is easy. I remember teaching Bible study a few weeks back, and I remember saying that trusting God is not easy. You know, I don't care how long you've been saved. Trusting God is not easy. I can trust him all day, but even at times trusting God, I still got my little doubts. Amen? Amen. I know I'm not the only one. Maybe I'm just the only one that's not ashamed or afraid to say it. But I've been at a point in my life to where I doubted God because I could not see the last results. Y'all, listen. We just asking, do you want to be made whole? That's all we're asking. But you know what goes on? And nowadays, we have gotten to a point to where our past hinders our future. Our past hinders our future. And I know we're looking at this text, and I know I got all these good theology people up here, you know, all this power right here, so I'm going to let you know. I'm going to dig in here, I'm going to take it a different way, and I'm going to swing it right on back around, okay? That's how I'm going to do this. But I got to talk about this because it's been troubling me ever since Pastor gave me this wonderful assignment. And then at the last second, the Lord does what he does best and changes everything up. Because we are in a society now to where we cannot even get saved because we are afraid about our past. You know, nowadays we are so afraid about our past coming out and people realizing what we had done back in the day. But I want you to understand, God wants all of that mess. I want you to understand that God wants everything you did, everything you said, every time you got mad at somebody, he wants all of that laid across the altar and then turn back around and say, now will you be made whole today? Will thy be made whole is a question that holds so much dynamics
It holds so much authority, but it is pushed aside because of what we have dealt with. Will I be made whole is a question that has been thrown away because we have been taught, even growing up, that you don't talk about all your problems. What happens in this house? You don't go around telling everybody, you don't go around telling family business. I don't care what has happened, but you keep your business in the house. But the problem is when the house is the problem. But when the people I'm dealing with is inside of the house, when what I'm going through in the house is breaking me, that question is pushed aside because we have gotten to a point to where we have forgotten and we have been taught to forget about our trauma. We have been taught to forget about our pain. We have been taught to forget about our hurt, our dysfunction. We have been taught to push all of that to the side and just trust in God. But the problem is that problem is still back there. It doesn't matter how much, it don't matter how much dirt you sweep under that rug deep, but that rug gonna start coming up eventually and then realize how dirty I really, really am. I'm just asking somebody today, do you want to be made whole? Pastor, I'm almost out of here. You just give me just a few more minutes. I'm almost out of here. I'm almost out of here. You know, this man was at this pool of Bethesda. He was at this pool, and here's what's crazy. The Bible teaches us that he had an infirmity for 38 years. In other words, 38 years. Can you imagine having an infirmity for 38 years? And I want us to look at something right quick, because I don't want you to think that the word infirmity just means an illness. If you look it up in the dictionary, the word infirmity means a weakness physically and mentally. Okay. I see y'all gonna make me work these last few minutes. Okay. Infirmity means a weakness of mental and physical. Physically, I can be put back together. I don't know about you, but I done played a few sports in my day. You know, I put on a little bit, but I was a bad boy back in the day, D. You know what I'm saying? I broke three fingers, fractured my ankle, and there was something else that happened. But here's what's crazy. All that was physical. I went to the doctor, they numbed my fingers, popped it back in place, put a splint on it, sent me on my way. I was up there 2 hours. See, the physical part was always easy to fix. The physical part, mama, was always able to fix. Well, that wasn't the issue. They can put what they need on there to fix it and let it heal back. That you say it's going to heal itself. But when I'm broken mentally, that's a whole different story. It said that an infirmity is a weakness of mind and physical. But when the physical can easily be put back together, but that mental part is really what's killing me. Because I want you to understand something. If the devil can get to you mentally, that's why the Bible teaches us to keep our mind stayed on Jesus, and he will keep us in perfect peace. When my mind is all over the place, they used to say that the outer mind is the devil's workshop. My mind has to be changed when I am in a broken state. This man that was sitting here at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, we can easily say that this man has been broken in some shape, form, or fashion mentally. Well, Ralph, how do you know that? Because he didn't even recognize that Jesus was talking to him. Think about it right quick. The Bible never records. This man has been sitting here 38 years, and you're telling me nobody helped him? Lord, how long have you had your infirmity? Ain't it bad when I'm going through something? I'm dealing with some things, and everybody's with me when we're all having a good time. When I have the shindigs at the house, when I have the barbecue, the fish fry, and all that good stuff, everybody can come over and enjoy themselves with me. Oh, but when I got a problem, I can't find nobody to have my back. I can't find nobody to sit down and pray with me, mother. I can't find nobody to sit down and walk with me and talk with me. They don't want to deal with my infirmity. Oh, God, I'm just asking the anybody want to be made whole today? I can't find nobody to have my back during the time I need you the most. And here's the problem. The very person that maybe opened that door and allowed me to have these problems. I'm talking about the same person that you're telling me to pray to. How could I pray to the same person that I feel that out of all the people, Lord, you should be here? Because according to the Bible, can't nobody get to me unless you give them the okay. All right. So now, I got to turn and pray to you. Y'all, listen, I'm going to just say the stuff that some of y'all are a little scared of to say. But it's the truth. It's the truth. When your mind is messed up. Because I have been broken mentally. And I'm going to tell you something. When you have a broken mindset, you have an unforgiving heart. I can't forgive the people that hurt me in the past because I'm too broken, Pastor. I don't push my trauma to the side. And here's what it is. We sit up and call that forgiveness just because we pushed it away. Oh, if you can't be in the same room with the person and have a decent conversation, if you can't be in the same room with the person that hurt you and act like nothing is bothering you, you have not forgiven them. And if you can't forgive them, there's no way your Heavenly Father can forgive you. I've been lied on. I've been stabbed in the back. I've been talked about. I've been hurt in so many ways. I didn't even know if I can make a comeback from it. I've been down and out. You mind if I just give a brief testimony? I've been out. I've been broken. I know what it means by if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Give me 13 minutes. That's all I need. 13 minutes, I'll let you know when to start counting. There was a time, I'm reminded of a time, Pastor, that a friend of mine's mother was ill and sick, and I got a call. I got a call, and they said, hey, we need you to hurry up and get to the hospital. Mama's not doing good, and she might not make it. I said, okay, fine. Here we go. Now, watch this. Let me tell you how messed up this is right here. I get in the car. The car that had the gas in there, luckily at this time, I was fortunate enough to have two cars. The car that had the gas in there had no registration, and the tags was expired. Mm-hmm. Not only that, the back tail light was out. Pastor, if you know anything about DFW, you don't drive like that in Arlington, Texas, because that's where I was. I was driving from Arlington, Texas, to Fort Worth, Texas. My grandma would say, you asking for it, you know. But I had to get to the hospital. Follow me, y'all. I had to get to the hospital. I had no tags, no registration, and the back tail light was out. So I'm driving in heavy rain. It is pouring down, but I knew I had to get to the hospital. The car is not properly maintenance properly. But at that time, that was the only car that had the gas in there. So I am pushing and pushing to hopefully make it to the hospital. At the corner of where I was turning down towards the hospital, I felt the car rumbling real, real hard. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't realize it until I got to the hospital and parked. I got out the car and looked and said, this tire is on flat. In other words, I had been driving on a flat tire with not even knowing. And thank the Lord, he got me there with no problem. So watch this, though. So we go inside and we pray for the mother and all of this good stuff and everything. But I knew I had to change the tire. I get to the car, and in the process of that, I had to take out the tools to change the tire. Y'all with me so far? Here we go. Here we go. In the process of that, I had to take off the jack and all that stuff there. Now, before you change a tire, there's something on there called lug nuts. And if you ever change the tire, those lug nuts are not easy to get off. See, I also want to talk about this man that had an infirmity for 38 years. Apparently, that his problem or his infirmity was not easy to get off. Gotcha. Okay. I got to work for this one, too. All right, here we go. Now we can start counting. Here we go. So I had to then take out the lug nuts. I had to take out the four-way. And if you know anything about changing the tire, you have to make sure that lug, you know, all that good stuff is on there. But that lug nut is hard. It's almost that it becomes a problem. And it's almost that the lug nut don't want to come off. But in order for me to get to the main problem, I got to take off the lug nut. And if you know anything, man, I was at that car. I leaned up that, I put that lug nut on there, and it was so hard. Why was that lug nut so hard to take off? Because it had been on so long. Now, when at one point in time, if I had did it right, could have been easy to take off. If I had maintenance the car properly. If I had maintenance the car properly, it was easy to take off. But because I didn't maintenance the car properly, it was hard to take off, which means that lug nut had became a burden to me. We just said, do you want to make it whole? So not only that, I had to take out one, I had to take out three more. Finally got to them. I took the jack, watch this, pumped it up. And if you know anything about jacks, you'll be all out there all day pumping that thing up there. But I got the car up, and I took the tire off, Deke. What I thought was a simple flat. When I pulled the tire off and looked in the inside, it was a blowout. Which brings me to one thing. That when we are broken and have an infirmity, we can look one way on the outside, but on the inside, we could have that forgiving look on the outside, but on the inside, I really don't forgive you. I'm really upset. I'm really still hurt by certain family members in my family that has hurt me. I'm really upset about some church members, because you know. No, I ain't gonna jump on that boat. But you would be surprised the hurt people that comes to church every Sunday, because it is a tradition, but they can't get made whole because the same people that hurt them are in the choir stand, the same people that hurt them are at the front door welcoming them in, are in the hospitality committee playing on the instruments, still preaching the word. The same people that hurt them are, oh God, do you want to be made whole today? Jesus asked this man like him, Do you want to be made whole today? And the first thing, this is how you knew his mind was a great pastor. Because the first thing the man said, I have nobody to help me in the water. When, oh God, when Jesus has came in your face. Nobody, Jesus ain't got time to wait on you. You've been sitting up all night praying. You've been sitting up all week crying. You've been sitting up here all calling on the Lord. You've been doing all of that. And you don't even recognize when, oh. You've been doing all that. And the first thing you do when Jesus come in your face is give an excuse. Your mind ain't right. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing. Right. 7 minutes. I'm keeping up with it. Here we go. There is. Y'all sit down. Y'all making me nervous. I was scrolling through Facebook or YouTube about a week or so ago, Pastor, and I came upon an old Jerry Springer video. That's what they called it back in the day, video. I came upon an old Jerry Springer, and this was intelligent Jerry. He hair was all nice, and it was a nice audience out there. Nobody was crazy or hitting anybody. It was 1991. That's what it said. But there was, he had two pimps on there. Listen, this is important. He had two pimps on there, and one of them had, I guess eventually found the Lord and became a pastor. The pimp's name was Stacy Allen Smith. He was known as Pimp Bimbo. And the other pimp was named Bishop Magic Wand, and he was a former pimp. And Jerry asked a very significant question. How is it you can get these ladies to do all of this? How is it you can get these ladies to go out there and work for you and bring you all the money back? And one answer that one of the gentlemen gave is, it's because I show them a different lifestyle. I let them know I can take care of them. I let them know that they are protected with me. I let them think that I have their best interests at heart. I let them think that they are doing a good job at certain things. I let them think. And he said, and all of this rounds up to, once I get inside of their minds, I can get them to do any and everything I want. And I come to tell somebody today that the devil has got inside of your mind and has made you believe that it is okay to be living in your brokenness, that it is okay to be living in your infirmity, that it's okay to be living in an unforgiving spirit, that it's okay to be living in hurt. But I come to tell you that Jesus is close to those of a broken heart and can save those of a contrite spirit. If all you want to do, all you got to do is ask God to be made whole and root out anything that is not like him. Jesus came to this man and said, do you want to be made whole? He made an excuse and said, but I have no one to get me to the water. And then what happens is every time I try to get there, other people step over me. I want you to understand something. Ain't nobody, I'm not finna wait for you to get to Jesus. If Jesus walked through that door, I'm dropping this mic. I'm pushing everybody out the way because there's something I need from him. And I want you to understand, when you really want and need something from Jesus, you ain't worried about everybody else. You're trying to get what you need from God by you waiting on everybody else, waiting for somebody to carry you. You go, oh God, you gonna be shocked. I've been praying for you all week long. And Jesus show up. What you think I'm gonna? How? That'll be the one time Jesus asked me selfishness. Hey. Been praying for the Lord for healing and purpose in life. And to take away this pain, because I I cannot serve God properly when I'm in pain. When I'm hurting. When I'm broken. I can't serve him the way he needs me to serve him. I got to be made whole somewhere in this. I got to be made whole somewhere in my infirmity. I got to be willing to get rid of some of this stuff. And I want you to understand, the first thing you got to do, you got to be willing to make up in your mind that you are broken. You know, some of us walking around here, foot loose and fancy free, as if we ain't got no problems in life. You know you broken. You know you messed up and busted, messed up and disgusted. You ought to get to this altar and get delivered and get changed by God. You ought to just shout to the Lord and say, I need thee. Admit to yourself that you're broken. The next thing you have to do is communicate with God. You got to have established a prayer life. You know what's sad nowadays, Pastor? You know we got some real immature Christians that still praying these sorry, lazy prayers that you've been praying since you was a child. Ain't nothing wrong with that when you were a kid. I tell my little four-year-old now, lay me down to sleep. But God. You got to establish a prayer life, mama. You hear me? You got to go there. I gotta go, Pastor. But whatever happened to the prayer warriors in the church? I remember a time that if you were seen walking in, the prayer warriors would meet you at the altar and pray you right on through that and say, we ain't leaving here until you get changed. We ain't got no people praying no more. Calling yourself saved, but you ain't got a communication line with God. Sitting down at the dinner table saying, Jesus wept. Who made that a prayer? Jesus wept. Only time God hears from you is when you're in trouble. Have you ever just thought of a time where you could just say, Lord, I just wanted to stop by just to tell you thank you. Because I was in the grocery store, Pastor, and I just thought about how good you've been to me. I was pushing a basket and thought about just a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't even get out of bed. Lord, acknowledge you got a problem, have a communication line with God, and step out the way and let God work. God can't work because you up here in his way. My grandparents used to say, when you step out the way, that's when God will step in. But God wants to know today, do you want to be made whole today? Are you willing to move aside and allow him to work inside of you? Are you willing to lay all your problems down at the altar? Are you willing to just turn it all over to God? Don't be like the man that didn't realize that was Jesus in front of him. I almost missed out on a blessing, but God had a love and a compassion for him so much, he said, take up your bed and walk. That means if you could come to God, he can set you free immediately, because whom the Son set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. God wants to know, do you want to be made whole today? Are you willing to give up the stuff that is holding you from getting closer to God? Or are you going to still sit down in your mess and tell God, I have nobody else to help me through this? Are you willing to just give it all over to God? Are you willing to let loose and let God have his way? Good evening, family. I got to get out of here, but I stopped by to tell you, in this Christian walk, the road gets rough. And the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago, and there ain't no doubt in my mind that Jesus is my choice. As I was going through, I found out that he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But the way that will the Lord
shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do you want to be made whole today? Do you want it from God? Do you need it from God? God is here to change your life. God is here to make you whole. Look at that neighbor and say, do you want to be made whole?
Go ahead, preacher.
You ain't gotta wait.
Go ahead.
You ain't gotta wait on somebody.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."